1057 The Hawk, classic rock for the Jersey Shore. Welcome to the Open MRI of Wahb High School Football Game of the Week on 1057 The Hawk and the Shore Sports Network. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wahb, the Shore's premier medical imaging provider.
Participating sponsors of high school football are Clayton's Barn & Grill on Boulevard in Seaside Heights, and for breakfast, the Next Door Cafe, Ocean First Bank, and for leave since 1902 with extraordinary community banking, Yolanda's River House and Ocean Gate, Gold Fever, Fetch It, Watch It, in downtown Point Pleasant Beach, Bayville Auto Care, from tires to major repairs, on Route 9 in Bayville, and Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, part of Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Saraluga with tonight's Open MRI of Wahb High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And I welcome you, everyone, and welcome you back on the Shore Sports Network tonight, broadcasting on 105.7 The Hawk. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluga, and get set to kick off the fall 2012 season here from Beckman Area High School as the Mustangs of Beckman Area get set to square off against their crosstown and their divisional rivals, the Green Dragons of Brook Township. Absolutely perfect night here for football, a bit higher with the humidity department, but in terms of the weather, a little bit of a breeze coming through, clouds starting to roll in, and a nice opening night here in the Garden State. Those teams coming off of different types of years a season ago, but Memorial and uncharacteristic 4-6 in 2011, where the Green Dragons of Brook Township under then first-year head coach Ron Dahl went 6-5. They were in different divisions a year ago. Kevin Williams in the same division this year, so this game really sets the tone for so many things.
Yeah, come on, Matt, and welcome to the 2012 season, and obviously you're right, this is always a great game that's played because of the natural rivalry between the two schools in Brook. But you add a little more fuel to the fire this year in that they're both in the newly relegated Class A South Division. So tonight somebody gets a win. This is the fourth year they've played this game in the Shore Conference to have this be the opening night game. It used to be on Thanksgiving. And I think everyone involved in the Brook football community likes the idea of these teams squaring off on opening night.
Brook Memorial has won the last couple of these matchups. Our man down on the sideline is Ed Saraluga. And Ed, as we talk about opening night weather after a long preseason for both of these teams, I'm sure both of them are ready to, you know, strap on the chin straps and get things up and rolling here in 2012.
Yeah, all the talk is over, Matt. You know, all the scrimmages are done. All the preseason hype is done. Now it's time to play for real. And this game tonight may be the story about two big injuries. One to Brick and Doug Cuccinello, who was hurt the first week of practice, did not practice the entire preseason, did not play in any games. He is expected to play tonight. I watched him warm up. He doesn't look too bad running. In the game time situation, game speed, a little bit different. We'll keep an eye on him. The other one is Anthony Miller, the two-way starter for Brick Memorial and three-year starter. He will be lost to the Mustangs for the entire year with a torn ACL, which occurred in the Don Bosco scrimmage. So, very important.
We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will preview this one a little bit more, give you some of the names and the faces that will go along with the kickoff here this evening. Brook and Brook Memorial as the Green Dragons making the walk around the track and getting set to come out of the field. 60-second timeout. You're listening to the opening night of our Open MRI of Wahb Game of the Week here on 105.7 Better.
Now, back to the Open MRI of Wahb High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And tonight's pregame show is brought to you by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, affiliates of Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
The Green Dragons of Brook Township have made their way onto the field under the direction of second-year head coach Rob Dahl. 6-4 a season ago as the Mustangs of Brook Memorial getting set to take the field before their home faithful. The Green Dragons in their away white uniforms tonight with the green and white helmets and the green numerals with the green trim down the side of the pants. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluga getting you set for a full season of high school activity here in the Shore Conference in both Monmouth and Ocean County. Had a great kickoff show last night at the Water Street Grove, previewing all of the divisions, newly aligned divisions, and that's one thing that we should talk maybe a little bit more about as the night goes on. But more specifically with this team, as Kevin had said before, so important for both of these teams to get off to not only a good start for their season, but a good start in the division in A-South.
Yeah, with eight schools in the A-South this year, maybe one loss won't, you know, bounce you out of the chance to win it. However, it may bounce you out of a chance to have a good season. You know, it's so important to win these openers. You know, both teams have some tough games next week. Middletown North for the Mustangs, who is on a bye this week, so they will be fresh for the Stangs. And for Brick Dragons, they'll have Middletown South, so both schools will be playing a Middletown school, and should be rather interesting next week. That's how important this one is.
Kevin, as we look at some of the players, one guy that's bad for Brick Memorial and so important in this offense, it's the quarterback, Ryan Sapinski, who started last year as a junior. He will be counted on heavily, as Ed said in his opening segment. No Anthony Miller, lost for the year with a torn ACL, so Nick Costa gets the start tonight in the A-back spot. But the quarterback, so important to the way this offense works, because Brick Memorial has not been much of a throwing team the last couple of years, so the quarterback could carry the ball as often as the running backs do.
Yes, so Plinsky accounted for 1,600 yards and 18 touchdowns last year. Threw for 11-20 and 8 in the air, on the ground, 530 yards rushing and 10 touchdowns. You may remember when we did this game a year ago, opening night, he was our player of the game and really went on to have an outstanding season. Fought a little bit of injury problems along the way, but really among the returning players on the field tonight, as good as anyone is and certainly as valuable as any player is. He is to Brick Memorial, as you said. Him at that offense go.
And Ed, as you said, Doug Cuccinello for the Green Dragons, over 1,000 yards a season ago. We know he's a go-to guy. The one question mark Brick certainly has is the play of their quarterback. He's just a sophomore. It's number 16, Joe Phillips.
Yeah, Joe Phillips is a big question mark. I saw him in the 7-on-7 tournaments this summer. He looked very good. The problem with that is they're in the pads and there's nobody coming after him. No one's been chasing him. Then with the pads on in the preseason scrimmages, did not look real sharp. He's young, he's inexperienced. To break in a rivalry game like this in front of a couple thousand people, it's a tough assignment for Joe Phillips. He's going to go up tonight.
He's got great speed. If he gets a corner, he can really go. He's also about 145 pounds. He's a youngster. He's a young kid who really has not fully developed yet. So he certainly has, and he had a thousand freshman year. That's the number one role we'll talk about a little bit later on. But as young as he is and thrown into a big game, your starting game, your first varsity start as a sophomore against a cross-town runner, that's a Herculean task.
Takes over for a good as the Brick quarterback. The Mustangs of Brick Memorial in their green and gold uniforms have made their way onto the field. Green jerseys tonight, the gold helmets with the gold pants, the white numerals, with the white Mustang on either side of the sleeve. So happy to be back here for another season of high school football, broadcasting tonight on 105.7 The Hawk. We invite you to check out the website at 105.7.com and also at shoresportsnetwork.com for all of the happenings we have going on during the course of the fall. Busy times here on the Shore Sports Network with high school football back, Monmouth University football back, Jets football back again, a couple of talk shows during the week as well. We'll keep you occupied all during the week.
And, you know, what's nice about this newly constituted Class A South, it's like the throwback division what it was. It's a real geographic neighborhood border work division. You have three Toms River schools, two schools from Brook. You have two Southern schools in Southern Regional and then Lacey, so that's a geographic thing. And, of course, you have Jackson Memorial. So it really is a terrific division and a chance to be from top to bottom, maybe as good as there is in the Shore.
You know, that's one of the things that I think the Shore Conference got right with this realignment. Yeah. They did put teams back together like the A-South or B-North, where it's become, again, Ocean and Long Branch and Red Bank and Wall Township, all those teams that are somewhat close to one another both geographically and have some longtime rivalries as well. Captains are making their way onto midfield for the coin toss. This, again, our season opener. We'll be broadcasting a game each and every Friday night for the next 3 months and take you all the way through to the state finals that first weekend of December.
Captains for Brick Memorial are Ryan Sapinski, Rich Kuhn, Mike Basile, and also, I'm missing one, Matt, Nick Costa. for the Green Dragons of Brick. Their captains, Doug Cuccinello, Andrew Cruz, Dan Watson, and Brad Applegate.
Four assigned for both of these teams. Good crowd on hand, as you would expect. Bleachers for Brick Memorial are filled up. Same on the far side for the Green Dragons. With Kevin, you had made a good point. You know, Brick, who is on the road, obviously, this week, they're supposed to have their home opener. They actually have a field situation in Brick Township.
Well, here's the good news. They put in basically a brand new stadium over at Kevin Memorial Field. They've got brand new bleachers, a new press box. They fixed everything up. It looks great. But their field, which is always one of the best grass fields in the Shore Conference, got hit with a fungus during the summer. They can't play on it right now. Like, if the game was tonight, they would not be playing there. They're hopeful to play next Saturday against Middletown South. Obviously, that decision will be made later in the week. It's not inconceivable if they can't, they'll move that game to the turf field of the Drum Point School in Brick and play it there next week.
Yeah, the only problem with that is that limited seating, very limited, even though it is a turf field. Very limited seating, only bleachers on one side, and they are rather small.
Timeout taken for us for the national anthem. We come back with the opening kickoff of the 2012 season. 90-second break. We're stepping out on the open MRI of Wall. Game of the week on 105.7 The Hawk. Gatta, number 40. He is a senior former soccer player who has come on to help out the kicking duties for the Green Dragons. Going back deep for the Mustangs, Joseph Hans, number 17. And Zaki King Harleen, number 25, along with number 28, Mike Basile. Three back there awaiting the kick from Brick.
Excuse me, Matt. Brick did win it and deferred their choice to the second half.
End over end kick, short. It'll take a bounce and be fielded by Hans at about the 15-yard line. Get a good surge forward and take it out over the 30, where it'll be first down and 10. From about the 31-yard line for Brick Memorial. The Mustangs under second-year starter Ryan Sapinski, 6'1", 200-pound senior. Up front, Matt Marola and Nick Marola, the tackles. The guards are Rich Kuhn and John Devaney. Tom Sindel is the center. The wide receivers, three of them, Carl Kuhn, Joe Hans, and Cody Pinho. The ace back is Nick Costa, number 44. The other running back is Mike Basile, number 28. Referees will stop it here immediately before actually anything even happens, and a timeout has been taken by Brick. We'll keep it here. Set up the defense for the Green Dragons. Up front, the ends Dan Watson and Brian Rufus. Watson, a good one, 14 sacks a year ago. Andrew Cruz and Mark Salerno, the two inside guys. Ray Fattoruso and Doug Cuccinello at the linebacker spot. They anchor the outside. Brad Applegate takes care of the inside. Mike Murator and Alfredo Flores at the corners.
Lineups brought to you by Open MRI of Wall. Put your trust in physician imaging of Wall, the premier medical imaging provider at the Jersey Shore.
Ed, what do you make of that?
Well, not a good sign for the Dragons, as they were misaligned on defense, and rather than risk anything, Coach Dahl immediately hit the timeout, so they're down a timeout, and we haven't run a play yet.
First down and 10. From the Mustang 31-yard line. Ball sent from the right hash mark. From the shotgun, Sapinski will send a man in motion. It's Pinho wanting to throw on first down. Plays it to the outside. Goes through the hands of Carl Kuhn. And falls incomplete to bring up a second and 10. Kevin, we talked about maybe an ineffective passing game for Britton Memorial the last few years. Hasn't been really part of their offense, I think. Part of the idea in the preseason was to establish that, have some more balance offensively.
And they're going right back at it, the no-huddle offense. They're going to try and pick up the pace here and get things going early.
Split wide receiver set, wings to either side. Basile will go in motion. He will get the carry around right end, slip off of one tackle, get back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more than that before the tackle was made. Short gain to bring up third down and long. It was Mark Solano on the tackle, number 51. We'll call it third and 9. We're about 30 seconds in to the opening quarter of the opening game here on 105.7 The Hawk.
Saw a lot of this spread in the preseason, of course, out of the flex bone and into the spread.
Pinho in motion. Flags are up. Sapinski wants to throw. He's got a man down the seam, and Pinho drops the football around midfield. Might have been coming back anyway with a penalty flag thrown just as the ball was snapped. It'll be an illegal shift against Brick Memorial. Would have negated it anyway.
Seems like the Green Dragon defense a bit confused here as Memorial comes out, as Ed said, in the spread attack. had a little trouble covering the receivers. Pinho was wide open down the seam of the field. I mean, if it, you know, no pass on a well-thrown pass, it could be six.
You know, it shouldn't be a surprise, Matt and Kevin, because they did run it all preseason, and they did scout them. So kind of surprised there. The Dragons not ready for it.
Penalty will be declined. Set up fourth down and nine. Saplinski doubles as the punter and the kicker for Brick Memorial. Going back deep, number one, Brendan Darcy. Saplinski will step into it about the 20-yard line. He's pretty good as a kicker slash punter. Low driving kick, angles it away from Darcy, takes a good Memorial bounce inside the 30-yard line, picked up by Darcy, almost off the ground by the 26-yard line, gets it back to the 29, where it'll be first down and 10 for Broken. Their first set of downs coming up, and as we talked about, the young sophomore Joe Phillips will anchor the chores for Rob Dawes attack. Doug Cuccinello to the running back, John Funio, Tom Leach, and Brendan Darcy, the wide receivers. Dan Watson is the tight end. Matt Ulafanua is one tackle. Andrew Cruz, the other. Brad Applegate at the left guard. Jay Schnorsbusch at the right guard. And Mark Salerno is the center.
Rick will also operate out of the spread formation.
Give you the Memorial defense after this first down play. Phillips wearing number 16. Has a 1,000-yard back behind him in Cuccinello. Mustangs with a four-man front. It'll be Cuccinello to get it off of right tackle. Stacked up a yard back on the line of scrimmage. Maybe with a second push, got back to the line. No gain on the play. Tackle made by Mike Basile. He's in the secondary along with Joe Hans, Karan Walker, and Ryan Saplinski. Up front, Cody Pino and Jake Lombardo, the two ends. John Schaefer and Rich Kuhn, the tackles. The linebackers, Gio Mergola and Yanni Kitrilakis. Nick Costa is the middleman. Second down and a long nine. Cuccinello again, this time the travel left side. Stacked up again. Basile was there along with Kuhn. Loss of a yard on the play. We'll bring up third. We'll call it 11.
There's no question that the Memorial defense is trying to take away Cuccinello. Basile was almost lined up like a lineman.
Yeah, they said they were going to use Basile up close inside of the box. But what strikes me for the first two plays with Brick, guys, is that Cuccinello, whose main attribute is the quick start, not getting off of the ball too quick, could be that ankle.
Yeah, we'll talk about his hand problems right after this play.
Third down here and 11. 10 minutes remaining. First quarter, no score between the Mustangs and the Green Dragons. Rafe Fattarusso has come in as a third wide receiver. Cuccinello will get it here. Very conservative play call on third and long, picking up about a yard and a half, getting back just over the original line of scrimmage. Jake Lombardo on the tackle. That'll bring up fourth down and a quick three and out for the Green Dragons.
Among the things Coach Rob Dallas had to deal with this summer, first down practice, Cuccinello hurts an ankle. Just when he's able to come back, he tweaks a hamstring. He basically saw very little action all preseason long.
Basile back deep. He will await the punt here of Steve Felici. Pair of pretty good kickers and punters. A little bit of pressure on Felici. High spiraling punt. Bounces at the 32-yard line. Kicks out of bounds. Where it will be first down and 10 for Brick. Almost where they started that first set of downs in the opening possession with 9:04 remaining. We are scoreless between Brick Memorial and Brick.
By the way, did a little research. Well, you know what? They're going to come right off the other. We have a flag on the play. It's going to be a hold against Brick Memorial. So as they set that off, Matt, just did a little research.
I'm not going to ask that you said that.
Yeah. Thank you, Matt. Our game sheet from last year, what players who are starting tonight started last year? On offense for Brick, Ulafanula, who was only a sophomore, 14-year-old sophomore, and Andrew Cruz, so both starting tackles back, and Cuccinello. On defense for Brick, Andrew Cruz and Dan Watson and Cuccinello, so three on each side of the ball. For Brick Memorial, on defense, Cody Pino, Rich Kuhn, and John Devaney and Mike DeSeal were all starters a year ago. And on offense for the Stangs, on the offensive line, three of the five starters, Devaney, Sindel, and Kuhn, Saplinski, and Pino, who, by the way, was a tight end last year.
With the holding penalty, that seems like an awful Awful big holding call.
Yeah, the line of scrimmage was way back on the 31-yard line. I don't get that.
It'll actually give Brick a first down again.
Is it a spot foul? Defensive holding?
That was a hold before, obviously, the possession changed.
Maybe you can get one of the officials' ears in when you have a second, but Joe Phillips able to come back on here and continue the drive. It'll be first down and 10 from the 47-yard line. Phillips wants to throw. Well, air one out down the seam. He's got Watson wide open to the 30-yard line. We'll make a take over 20. Brick wide open to 10. Down to the 5. Oh, the football lands in. And he's picked up by Brick Miller. He's got a whatever flag down at the 16. That's going to be an illegal block on Brick, which means the play should carry on, and Brick Miller should have the football as a touchback at the 20-yard line.
Well, how's that for your first varsity pass? Phillips catches Watson. The tight end right down the middle of the field, come wide open, hit him right on the spot. And as you said, Matt, when we all saw from there, there was a reason for that, and we didn't get it back anyway. With that, of course, the play continues. Fumble in the end zone. Memorial recovers, there'll be no ball.
Let's go back to the original punt for Brick. Referee told me it was a spot foul from the where it occurred. That's why it looked like it was a 20-yard penalty, because it occurred on Memorial side of the ball.
So obviously when the punt was in the air, the guy was going down to cover it, he got held. So
I didn't think that was change of possession had anything to do with it. He just said somebody grabbed one of the Brick players. Anyway, it'll be Memorial ball on the 20 on the touchback.
Wild play to get the Mustangs back offensively. Saplinski, our quarterback draw at the 20-yard line, where he has stepped up and dropped no gain. Good interior pressure with some pushing between the two sides, and that's going to draw a flag from the referees, who will get control of this game early on.
Well, Rich Kuhn, the offensive lineman for Memorial, got into it with a couple of Brick guys, and I don't know what happened was he was walking away, and I don't know even more, somebody said something, and right away, Charlie Bauer, the referee, not going to stand for that. He's going to set a tone earlier, but it's not going to be tolerated. That'll be 15 yards against Brick and give Memorial good field position at their 35.
Are these replacement officials?
First down and 10 after the penalty. 15-yarder, and now flags are out again. This one's going to be against Brick Memorial.
Right tackle moved. Well, this would be sort of symbolic for opening night, wouldn't it be? We've had a timeout on the first play of the game, right? We've had a fumble on a pass play that would have been wiped out by an illegal block. We've a 15-yard unsportsmanlike, a legal procedure.
Opening night jitters.
Yep.
8:20 to go, and we're in quarter number one. First and 15 now for the Mustangs on their own 30-yard line. It'll be Basile in motion. Here's the give to the first man through. Costa will pick up one, maybe a yard and a half before being tackled by Cuccinello. First and 15 will result now in second and a long 13.
Plays coming from the sideline, and then Saplinski will call them at the line. They use a number system Brick Memorial does on the sideline. It's become very popular on just about every level now.
Everybody's got the wristband that they use. Saplinski wants to throw under pressure. Near the line of scrimmage, a block attack for the 30. Gets to the 35. At the 40, stutters forward. And then ridden out of bounds at about the 42-yard line. Won't be a first down. It'll actually give him forward progress to the 41. It'll be about 4 yards shy of the first down and set up a third and 4.
Boy, Cuccinello had him on the pressure, but got caught inside. Saplinski gave him a nice move, step to the outside, made a decent gain out of that.
Basile will set himself to the right side of the formation to bring up a trips out to the right. Caron Walker, number 24, out that way, along with number 17, Joe Hans. Carl Kuhn stays back to the short side of the offensive left. From the gun, Saplinski wanted to throw. We'll look down the middle, have a mask. Did he get the interception? Did not. Ball hit the ground. It was intended for Hans. The sophomore had it slip through his hands, and then a couple of secondary players for Brick had a crack at it. They'll set up a fourth and 4. Brendan Darcy was the last man on the scene for the Green Dragons, and it'll result in another punt coming up here for the Mustangs.
As far as I'm concerned, Kevin, three passes by Saplinski, all on the money, and three drops by the Mustangs.
Saplinski will now punt with 7:29 left in an opening quarter. That is scoreless.
Darcy is back deep awaiting the punt, standing at the 30-yard line. Saplinski will step into it at his 30-yard line. Low wobbly kick will bounce over the head of Darcy, go back inside the 10. They'll have to let it stop on the run at about the 7 where it's down by Basile. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Green Dragons, pinned pretty deep in their own end. 7:17 remaining in the first quarter. No score. Matt Harnon, Kevin Williams, and Saruka, ably assisted here at the home of the Mustangs by our good buddy Brad Burescato. Thanks to Andy Chase helping us get on the air. And Lauren Bajica has taken over the controls in the 105.7 studio.
You think next time they punt, Brandon Darcy might go back a little further?
Yeah.
That's not a good play. I mean, you really get pinned deep when you don't catch that punt.
Can always come forward. Pretty hard to go back and get it. So Phillips, in his first varsity start, backed up with his own end zone about 2 yards behind him as he goes to the shotgun. Three wide receivers set, two off to the left, one back to the right. Cuccinello, the workhorse, will get it off the right side, bounce forward to the 10, where he'll pick up about three, bring up a second and 7. Jake Lombardo there on the tackle.
Well, obviously the game plan is to try and get Cuccinello on track. Now, remember, he did not see a lot of action in the preseason, so, you know, whether he's at 100% in terms of conditioning on a warm, humid night is a question.
Trips off to the left, tight end back to the right. Here's a keeper for Phillips. He's got some speed. And he'll get to the corner of the first down run. The 35 to the 40. He's there in midfield. Cuts back. Gets a ball hit on the tackle, but a big gain by the youngster as Kitcher Lucas took him down. The linebacker, but a long run from Phillips. That one covering about 44 yards and into Mustang territory at the Brick Memorial 46.
Well, I said at the top, if he gets a corner, I don't think there's anyone there really can catch him. And boy, oh boy, the sophomore really got down that left sideline in front of the brick bench and got him out of the hole for sure.
Phillips, just as Saplinski has been doing, looks to the sideline for the play call. Funio, the wide receiver, to the near sideline. Up top, it'll be Brendan Darcy, number one.
We're going to give Ed the job when we get him in it to explain the whole thing with the numbers on the sidelines coming in, and Brick uses a huge board with symbols and stuff on it. And when we get a chance, Ed, maybe you'll do that.
Well, let's take a timeout while Brick Township has taken their second timeout of the half. 6:07 to go in quarter number one. No score. We're back in 60 seconds with more of the Open MRI of World Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
On first down and 10, Brick will give it off to Cuccinello, who will break off a couple of tackles and get to the left side. He'll pick up another first down on an 11-yard run. Back here from the home of the Mustangs, clock moving. 5:50 to go in the first quarter. No score between Brick and Brick Memorial. Although the Green Dragons have a pretty good drive going right now. It's first down and 10 through them, just inside the Memorial 35-yard line. Phillips checks over the defense. Four-man front for Brick. Two receivers to either side. Movement on both sides up front.
Well, the Memorial defenders are going to claim they were drawn offsides. Let's see if the referee calls, because that's what counts. Now it's going to be offside against Memorial.
Well, Brick, from how I saw, the Memorial defender did break over the line of scrimmage first, and then the offensive lineman for Brick reacted.
You know what you do when you get caught, right? You really try and tell the official he moved first. And
the old point of the finger.
Yep. Sometimes it works. Usually it doesn't.
Funio and Watson this time will be set up in a slot receiver combination off to the right, off to the left. Trevor Mastria, number 43, has come into the game. It's he and Darcy up top. Now Mastria will go in motion. Set up a trips formation to the right side. Rolling out that way, Mastria will make the catch inside the 20-yard line, where he will have a Brick first down. Nice throw right on the money from Joe Phillips. That stop made by Mike Basile.
Now, Brickley, all of a sudden, has got a little something going here. That Phillips run really turned things around a little bit, and this is a nice drive. Remember, they started all the way down on their own 7?
That is correct.
Yeah, whenever you could, you know, get it out of your own shadow of your own end zone, gives you a little added confidence. And Brick right now dominating this football game. 0-0, though, on the scoreboard.
Russo has taken over at the running back spot for Cuccinello. Mostria in motion. He'll work as the H-back. The give will be to Falaruso. But back to tackle. Another cutback. Cross on the line of the 10. Race to the end zone. Touchdown back. Ralph Falaruso will score from 18 yards out and give the Green Dragons a 6-0 lead.
He is the other half of the highly regarded sophomore combination along with Phillips, the quarterback. That was first varsity carry, and it produces a touchdown. How about that? Really smashing debut for the couple of sophomores as they lead Brick on a scoring drive and the opening score of the night.
Extra point coming up here from Nesgata. He will work out of the hold of Darcy Watson, the long snapper. This to give Brick a 7-0 lead. Good start for the Green Dragons, who threatened for the B-South championship a year ago. Now playing in the A-South. Kick is up and good as a bucket of lights go out on the far sideline. A whole top row of lights just went out. And that's not good news, but pretty much on cue for what you'd expect on opening night. Referees are going to look at it and I guess figure out whether or not they can play with it.
Our first score of the night brought to you by Patty Romani of Remax at Barnegat Bay Real Estate with a personal touch. Where service doesn't end at 5. When it's results that count, count on Patricia Romano of Remax at Barnegat Bay. Visit soldbypatty.com. Well,
93-yard scoring drive for Brick with some big plays by some of the young players. Phillips the long run. Fattaruso capped it off with the touchdown. 7-0, 4 minutes remaining. And what do you make of the lights right now? Playable or not playable?
Well, the athletic director and principal at Brick discussing it right now. I think it's playable. I mean, it just so happened that they went out right before the kick, PAT at that end of the field. Plenty of light here on the field. It does take a while for these lights to come back on, so I think they're going to give it a go. But anyway, that Brick drive, as you mentioned, Kevin, Cuccinello did not play any snaps in the preseason. It was all Fattaruso, and I saw him a couple of times, and he was very impressive in the scrimmages. So that was not a surprise on what I saw just now from Fattaruso. He is a good-looking sophomore, as is Phillips, the quarterback.
I think he rushed Matt last year as a freshman for something like 1,300 yards. Huge numbers. And we all know there are a lot of freshman legends who you never hear of after that, but he's a guy that, you know, they talk about these two sophomores, these two young sophomores, and, boy, we saw them on that drive and why they're so highly touted. And they lead Brick to a very impressive drive, a 93-yard scoring drive.
A lot of experience back for Brick in the offensive line as well, 4 seniors and a junior. Factor that in with Watson, who's a good-looking player at the tight end spot. He's also a senior. So if you're going to have a young quarterback, you want to have an experienced offensive line, and that is what Brick has this year.
Now those lights, the head bank went out.
Yeah, I think they've got to shut them off to put them back on.
Okay.
Right? Now it's kind of dark where Memorial will be getting the ball now that the other lights went out.
Nesgata wisely kicks it right into the dark spot of the field. It's picked up by Hans at the 20, and he will take it out over the 30 to about the 31-yard line, where it will be first down and 10 for Brick Memorial. 3:52 remaining in the first quarter, 7-0 Green Dragons.
Mm-hmm. So Brick Memorial going on offense. I think this will be their third possession of the night. Really didn't do much with either of the first two. It forced Saplinski to punt the ball.
Saplinski will check up to the line. Hume's got a lot of room to work with as the far side wide receiver. Here's the give up the middle to Costa, who will bounce it forward over the 35, get to the 37-yard line. to gain about five, maybe six. Bring up second. We'll call it a long four. 3:35 remaining. Andrew Cruz on the tackle.
Crowd still coming in. This is good. Nice opening night crowd here at the Fabio Field.
Hume splitting left. Hans up top to the right. Inside carry will be the quarterback, Saplinski. He got to the 39-yard line. There's a flag down thrown by the umpire.
That's usually a hold, right?
Usually.
And it will be. A lot of penalties in this first quarter already. A long first quarter. 3:14 left. Seems like we played a whole half. And with the humidity tonight, I don't know about the players, but I'm in a full sweat down here, and I'm not doing anything.
You know, Matt, Ed and I were talking before the game, and we also chatted with Brook Memorial trainer Sue Penrod. If you remember last year this game, it was cramp city. Similar conditions at Brook. I think the whistle stopped about 20 times for players who were cramping up. We'll probably get to some of that before the night's over.
Supports you with a play action. Wants to play this one. What a varsity debut in one quarter with the Brook for that young man. Scored a rushing touchdown. Reads the pass well. Steps in and intercepts it and takes it back about 35 yards for another Green Dragon score. They lead it 13-0.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is like an actor opening up on Broadway his first night and getting the New York Times to give you 5 stars. What an opening act for Fattoruso. Runs for a touchdown. Right after that, a couple of plays later, intercepts a pass right down the sideline. That was a poorly thrown ball and a bad decision by Saplinski, a senior quarterback who should know better than that.
I mean, there was no green shirt within 10 yards of the football. It's like Fattoruso had a green shirt on.
Extra point up and good.
Wide left.
Lost it in the darkness. That's not good. And take a quick timeout. We'll make it a 30-second break. We're back right after this quick pause with Brick, leading Brick Memorial by a score of 13-0. 2:51 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to the Open MRI of Law Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now, back to the Open MRI of Law High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Gold Fever. Catch it. Watch it. On Arnold Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach.
2:51 remaining, first quarter. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca back for another season of high school football here on the Shore Sports Network, broadcasting tonight. And as we will each and every Friday on 105.7 The Hawk and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. That's Gatto with a long kick. This one picked up by Basile at the 10-yard line. Will slip his way forward to the 30. And popping out over the 30 to about the 31-yard line, where again Brick Memorial will have yet another possession on offense.
Well, I think it's obvious that the key for Memorial right now is not to panic. There is a lot of football left to be played. I mean, there's still 2:42 left in the opening quarter. So it's one of those one first down at a time, go back, run your regular offense, and just kind of, you know, get yourself back in and get your sea legs a little bit here, because it's been all Brick Green Dragons the last 5 minutes.
Karan Walker and Mike Basile, the two wingmen right now. So Saplinski will run the option with Walker. He's in trouble and he'll get dropped. Behind the line is finished at the 25-yard line by number 25, Mike Muratour on the stop. It'll go as about a 6-yard loss and bring up second at 16. Nightmarish start here for Brick Memorial in this first quarter.
Update on the lights, guys. I talked to the head grounds crew. They said we have a situation here.
We're not talking about the guy from Jersey Shore, right?
Got that right.
Okay.
Saplinski wants to throw. Scrambles to his left. Flags are out, and he will get dragged out of bounds with a late flag coming in. That's going to be a personal foul.
Yep.
I think on Brett for a late hit out of bounds.
No doubt about that.
Which is a silly one, because Saplinski had nowhere to go. Was basically stepping out of bounds. Brick had good coverage, and now they're going to give the Mustangs an easy 15 yards.
No, but there was a penalty on Brick, I believe, to start it, and they will not offset because one was a dead ball foul. So I think they'll mark off the hold and then mark off the 15. Horse collar tackle.
Well, Ryan McNamara, the Brick defensive coordinator, I think he needs to kind of tell his charges not to let the excitement get the best of you, because that's just a silly penalty. He was already going out of bounds. You really didn't have to do anything.
So they're going to march the hold off.
Right.
We'll go back to the 10.
That's a spot foul.
And now they'll come forward 15 to the 25-yard line. And guess what? It's pretty much at the original line of scrimmage.
I believe it's an automatic. No, it's still second down, right? The down will be replayed.
Okay, so we've had a little bit of everything in this extremely long opening quarter.
2:02 to go, with Brick leading Brick Memorial 13 to nothing. Referee having some discussions with both sidelines. Now Sapolsky gets the play call. Will give instructions to his mates. Basile in motion from left to right. It'll be Sapolsky up the middle on the quarterback draw. Nothing doing that time. Back to the line of scrimmage. No gain. With a host of white jerseys involved on the stop. It'll bring up a third down and 15.
Really, what surprised me more than anything else so far right now is how well the Brick front four has played against the Brick Memorial offensive line. That's a pretty experienced unit. Three of their five starters back. And the Green Dragons have dominated up front, getting great penetration. And really, the Memorial running backs and or Sapolsky with nowhere to go.
Third down and long. 80 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Tight trips package out to the right side of the formation. Ball from the middle of the field. Sapolsky again wants to throw. In trouble. Slips a sack. Steps to the line of scrimmage. Let's one go. He's down there. Right up in the touch is made. Back to Ron Walker. He had slipped back behind the safeties. The Brett coach is arguing that Sapolsky was over the line of scrimmage when he threw it, but I don't think he was. He was right at it. Long gainer to go for a much-needed Memorial first down.
And if it had been a little bit better of a throw, it would have been 6 points. Walker was wide open, actually had to go to the ground to make the catch. Otherwise, that's 6 points.
Matt, you had a better look at it than I did from the field. It looked like he was over the line of scrimmage. I thought Brick had a good pace there, but as you said, he was right on it.
Yeah, so I thought he was right at it, Ed.
Okay.
38-yard gainer. And Sapolsky will throw the shotgun again. He's got Costa behind him. Costa picks up the blitz. The ball was thrown in the flat and up over the head of Mike Basile. Incomplete. It'll bring up second and 10. 41 seconds remaining in the first quarter.
The two DNs for Brick, Watson and Rufus, getting good penetration on the outside. That play really never had time to develop. So second down and 10 following the long completion that finally gets the Stang offense in gear a bit.
And Watson, a good one. 14 sacks a year ago. He'll cause a lot of havoc in the opposition's backfield. Walker was in motion. Here's the give to Costa, first man through. Off the right side, over the 35-yard line to the 34. Goes as a gain of about 4 to bring up a 3rd and 6. Brad Applegate on the tackle. 25 seconds and rolling here in the first quarter. Big first quarter for the sophomore, Ray Fattoruso. He has accounted for 2 touchdowns on the night. Walker again in motion. It'll be Costa again. Umpire taken down in the tackle. First down for Brick Memorial to the 25-yard line. Gain of 9. Cuccinello on the stop.
Give the umpire an assist.
Brick Memorial doesn't have to run another play. Once the chains are set, the clock will start. We'll see if the Stangs try to get one off quick here. Sapolsky wants to. It'll be a gift to Costa on a trap play to the right side. And that'll take us to the end of the first quarter. Cuccinello made the tackle after about a 2-yard pickup. It'll be second and 8 down inside the 25-yard line when we get back after this 60-second timeout. It is Brick 13, Brick Memorial nothing. One quarter in the books. You're listening to the opening night of high school football on our open MRI Blog game of the week on 105.7 The Hawk.